Sport time now. Joe Porter is here. Kia ora, Joe.
Morena.
Now, it's a big weekend of sport, isn't it? Because All Blacks, let's start there, but it's taken a bit of a COVID hit, this team to take on Ireland at Eden Park.
Yeah, it's been a strange old week for the All Blacks. Of course, coach Ian Foster unable to be with the team in isolation with COVID, joined by his two assistant coaches, John Plumtree and Scott McLeod. So they've been working remotely with the side, which must have been very difficult. The hands-on day-to-day running of the team's been left to Greg Feek, who actually yesterday went down with COVID, so he's now unavailable for Saturday's test. And of course, Joe Schmidt, the former Ireland coach who was set to join the All Blacks as a selector later this year, was rushed in to help out. Three players going down with COVID as well. Will Jordan, the latest, first in the week, David Harvey and Jack Goodhue. So a disrupted preparation, but it has meant that with Will Jordan out, a debut has been handed to 22-year-old Lester Fainga-Anuku, the barnstorming winger from the Crusaders, the leading try scorer in Super Rugby this year, and he has been very impressive. So it'll be interesting to see what he can do on debut against this Ireland side. And Peter Gus Sawakula, a great story from the Chiefs, a Fijian who moved to New Zealand to play basketball originally, actually, and then found himself rejoining the rugby field, and his story has come full circle now. He's been set to make his All Blacks debut from the bench on the weekend. So a couple of nice stories there. A disrupted week for the All Blacks, and especially against a team like Ireland, who they'll be desperate to beat. Of course, the Irish have won three of the last five tests against New Zealand, including last November in Dublin. But look, the All Blacks, they're at Eden Park, at their fortress, and despite these disruptions, Scott Barrett back at number six, that'll have people a bit nervous considering what happened last time he was there against England in the World Cup semi-final in 2019. But the All Blacks do seem to be confident, and with the bookies seem to be on their side too. Ireland, $3.70 compared to New Zealand's $1.27. The bookies seem to think that it's more likely the All Blacks win by more than 13 points than less than 13 points. So there you go.
We will see. Now, the Warriors, they're back at Mount Smart in Auckland for the first time in more than 2 years on Sunday. What a homecoming.
Yeah, look, the Warriors, they've really been through it, haven't they? A team that has had off-field disruptions this year, haven't been great on the field, but look, they've really been through it the last 2.5 years. As you said, they've been based in Australia away from home. I think it's over 1,000 days since their last home game at Mount Smart Stadium. So it has been a very, very long time for a team that's had, the things that their families and the players and the coaches and staff have had to endure being based in Australia really can't be underestimated or overstated. So it's a great homecoming for them. A sold-out crowd of 26,000 odd at Mount Smart Stadium, welcomed back to the ground with a pour for earlier this week. I see star halfback Sean Johnson sort of said it was hard to describe just how much it meant to the team and a lot of these guys coming back. He said even driving the path from his house just down to Mount Smart Stadium, he called his dad and said, "Look, Dad, I'm doing it again," almost like an excited school kid. He says it's the stuff that people just don't understand when you care about a place as much as a lot of us do. To see familiar faces still working in the office, seeing the emotion on their faces when we returned and being able to give them big hugs, I haven't felt that in a very long time. Whether or not now that these people are back home and feel comfortable, they're back where they belong, the players, will that result in a change of fortunes for them on the field? Well, that remains to be seen. But they play the West Tigers, so two very low-based teams in the NRL on Sunday. A good chance for the Warriors to get a victory in front of a big home crowd and perhaps end their season on a high note with only a few games remaining.
Yeah, that'd be quite the boost, wouldn't it? Thank you very much, Joe Porter there from our sports desk.